girl. You see my article today in Nation Way about the road safety drive launch?
Yeah, I see it, but tell me more, because I ain't really pay attention.
So, they did this initiative at Wesley Hall Junior School, and I got this cute mascot, Conan Kelsey the goat. It was so epic.
Let me see Kelsey.
Moo! But speaking of Nation Way, we are here once more for another episode, and in fact, the final edition of season 2 of Nation Way. I am Diarra Springer.
And I am Ashada Joseph.
And it is a pleasure to have you here with us once more. We are finally in the best month, the month of December, and it has been a journey.
It has been.
Yeah. We have done not one, but two seasons of the Nation Way podcast. How has it been for you?
It was a bit of an exciting journey, mm-hmm. you know, interviewing different guests and finding out more about them and the different initiatives that they're involved in. It was good.
Well, for me, it was interesting as well. I think for both of us, really, because we're more so print journalists.
Mm-hmm.
So delving into this world of digital and the broadcast side, it was a challenge, but I think we ate that. I think we ate it. Clock it. Who has been your favorite guest? Like, we've done two seasons, so who has been your favorite guest from season 1 and then from season 2?
All right, so for me, from season 1, I like, we think, because they brought the energy, you know, they brought our girly energy.
For sure.
And then in season 2, Antonio Mayford, the coconut therapy, loved him. I loved interviewing him. His mm-hmm. story was very inspirational. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites from this season.
There was some little hiccup with the Antonio episode. You won't go into that?
Oh, yes. We were supposed to film outside at the 3W's recreational park. I think it was a Monday, was it? Or some day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there and the rain came down, then it stopped. Then we was like, okay, should we go back to the studio? Should we stay here? And we tried to ride it out, and then the rain came down again, even harder, and we got soaked. And we was just like, nah, we got done this year and reschedule. So maybe reschedule. Thankfully the weather was good. The sun was out, the wind was blowing, and everything went fine. So that's what happened. It was a journey.
Yes. But a good journey. And I vividly remember you coming back to the office.
Yes.
Salt with water. That was so fun to see.
Yeah.
That was so good for me to watch that. Oh, the despair. But I'm glad that, you know, the rescheduling went well, and it was a fantastic episode, girl.
So who are your favorites from season 1 and 2?
Whew. That is really hard because we've had a good set of different guests. But from season 1, if I were to pick season 1, I would say Akil Eiffel. In that episode, we talked about crime. And at the time, I thought we were right on time with that particular episode
mm-hmm.
because it followed the tragic killing of Jonathan Chase.
Yeah.
So it was right on time, and we really delved into crime as a whole of Barbados, where it occurs, and we didn't just look at the problem side of it, but we also looked at the solution side of it as well. So shameless plug for anybody listening or watching, please go back to that particular episode. It was thebomb.com. Shout out to Akil.
Mm-hmm.
And for season two was also really good. My favorite. I think for me, it is a mix between Michaela. Michaela, for those who don't know, she was the actress who portrayed Chrissy years ago.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah. So it was nice to actually meet the girl or the woman really behind an iconic Beijing character. So that was fun. Her energy was so vibrant, and it was nice having a chat with her. And also Nikhil as well. The cricket commentator, he is a vibrant force in the commentary industry right now. And it was nice seeing where he came from, and where he is now and where he's looking at going. And for that episode, we were actually outside. Just like your episode with Antonio, we were outside. So it was nice to get out of the studio, have a new environment, breathe some fresh air. So that was nice. Those were my favorites for sure for the two seasons.
So what are you looking forward to for season 3?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
I don't know. Maybe because season 2, we took a break really from hosting episodes together. Mm-hmm. I missed you.
I did too.
You better have. You don't have a choice. But yeah, season 2, in season 1, we did some episodes together and then some solo. But season 2, this is our first episode.
Right.
Actually together in season 2. So I guess I missed you or whatever. So for season 3, definitely getting some more episodes of us hosting together.
For sure.
Yeah. How about you? What are you looking forward to?
For me, I want to be outside more. The studio. I like being outside in the open.
For sure. And also I think we need to revisit the sex topic. I think we need to revisit the sex topic for sure because for that episode, we got the perspective of an expert in the industry, which was good to have that professional knowledge for sure. So kudos to her. But I think we also need to, get the young people. I think how young people now view sex versus parents, grandparents is so different. It is so different and so shocking. And in the paper too, I read a lot recently that there's been this rise of different STIs, especially syphilis, and especially around the younger demographics. So I think understanding the behavior and how young people think about sex will be very critical into addressing that issue, that rise of STIs. So I definitely think that's a topic that we can revisit for sure. Are there any particular topics you want to look at next season?
I don't know. Maybe youth entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Because there are different young people in Barbados doing different things. Like you have Jono does the roller skating.
Yes.
I would love to do that. There's different things I want to do, but youth-centered entrepreneurship type interviews. Okay.
If anybody is watching that knows Jono, or if Jono is watching, call us. We will talk to you. But for sure, yeah. Entrepreneurship is a big thing right now happening in Barbados. Yeah. Anything else from you?
Tell me about yourself. Who you are outside of the office and within your job as a multimedia journalist.
Okay. Well, funnily, outside of work, I'm also a writer too. So I love creating stories of all kinds, stories that communicate Barbados, true Barbados, not just the stereotypical beach and sands and coconuts, but the deeper issues in our Barbadian society. And for sure, being a journalist has helped me to even write those stories because you learn so much more about our Barbadian people and see their challenges, the issues, how far the issues actually go. At times, this job, it is fun because you get to meet some of the most incredible people. And at times, this job can also be heartbreaking because we interact with people at some of their most lowest moments.
Yeah.
And it can be really emotional sometimes. Obviously, I don't cry to their face, but sometimes I go home and just tears in my eyes. So that is a bit of who I am outside. Here at The Nation, well, as I began in the episode, we started off doing print, writing for print. So that was mainly the newspaper. And as time went on for me, I did several series. The first one I did was called Bridge Blues. We looked at the different bridges in the countryside. So that's St. Andrew, St. Joseph, And we looked at the issues for those people, you know, how long these bridges have been out, that kind of stuff. And then from there, I did Weathering the Storm, a fantastic. That one was a digital series now. That was not when I more so went in the digital side, which is hard because, fun fact, because I know a lot of people be tearing us up in the comment section, which is fine because criticism is welcome because it helps us to sharpen our craft. But fun fact, we go out there, no teleprompter, nothing. We have to say these things
from memory.
From memory. And it is so difficult. It is so hard to do that and be able to communicate the important details all within probably a minute or so. So it is hard and it is nerve-wracking because sometimes we are in public spaces. So people just see we with the cameraman and be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And it puts a lot of pressure on you, honestly. But yeah, I've learned to cope with that pressure and to still move forward despite it all. So how about you, Miss Joseph?
Before we get to me, I wanted to ask you something about, you know, your performance at NIFCA. You would have entered in NIFCA. And I was there to witness
NIFCA
it. And I'm
is
proud
for
of
me.
You.
NIFCA
I'm proud
is
of
for
you.
You.
I loved your piece. So if you could go into that and, you know, tell us a bit about that performance and where that piece came from.
Sure. So my piece was called A Seat at the Table. And it took the viewer through the journey of a recent university graduate who feels like the boss.com because they now got their bachelor's degree and then struggle to find a job. And over time, they actually do find the job. But when they get into the workforce now, it is challenges among challenges, from sexual harassment to not getting guidance from those in authority over you, that kind of stuff. So that was the basis of that performance. And I got the inspiration from listening to a lot of my friends, because a lot of us, we would have graduated from university together, but I was fortunate to find work. I started with internships and then I got the role here at The Nation, but a lot of them didn't have the same fortune. A lot of them struggled to actually get a foot through the door in the world of employment. So I would have gotten the inspo from that. And I actually got a bronze. So I felt really fussy about that. This is my first time at NIFCA. So it was nice actually winning something for it. And I'm looking forward to more competitions, more NIFCA, and just more perfecting my craft in general, even outside the spirit of the competitions.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the stage.
Don't worry.
Performing the different pieces.
I writing a play and both we can be in it. We got a year. We can practice. We could be Viola and who's another?
Angela Bassett.
Viola and Angela, her. So how about you, Ms. Joseph? Who are you?
Well,
other than the colleague that does annoy me, but continue.
Well, I like to write a little bit. I used to like to write. I'm trying to get back into that. No, but because I'm so busy and always tired, you know, I don't have the motivation to go forward and take a pen or type something on the laptop, but I would like to. So whenever that that motivation comes, I guess I would get back into writing. But outside of the office, I'm cool, I'm chill, I'm laid back. I love to laugh, as you would know. I just laugh at everything. But I'm chill, laid back, cool. I like to go out. I like to have fun, to meet new people. I just like to breeze, to be chill.
Yeah.
Outside of work.
I know for sure.
But in work though, I do a lot of print, similar to you, news stories, features, and then the podcast. The podcast is something totally new for me because, believe it or not, even though I am in the journalism profession, I actually have a fear of being in front of the camera. So
every time a camera comes out,
my heart is just be like racing and it's be like, how am I on the camera? This sound good? How my tone sound, you know? And something that people pointed out is that I look a bit too serious.
I know people say that, right? But it is so hard because it's not that you're even vexed, because I have a resting face too.
Same.
So it's not even that we're vexed, but That's just how it comes out, guys. Mm-hmm. We don't be vexed. We don't be angry. We promise.
Yeah, we honestly speaking.
But we'll work on it. We'll work on it.
But yeah, people be like, you look like you want to beat the gas and you look like you want to fight them. And I just be like, no, I literally have a resting face. I don't know how to control my face. And like, it's something I have to work on. But just to clear that up, I do not want to fight the gas. That's just how it is look all the time. I just be happy and still look that way. But that is definitely an area I need to work on. But I like doing what I do with the podcast, you know, meeting different people, learning about them, and, you know, just doing different things outside of writing for the paper.
Yeah. And as I mentioned before, too, we are in the season of Christmas.
Still an independence, but Christmas is upcoming.
To clarify, we're recording this episode in November. But when you view it or listen to it, it will be December, the best month. So let's pretend that we are in December, Christmas. What is, you know, your favorite thing about Christmas? I know you're a bit of a Grinch.
I'm not.
Yes, you
I
are.
Just, oh
yes,
my God.
You
I just
are.
Not really into
Last
it.
Last year, guys, I was singing all of my Christmas tunes and this girl could not stop choosing and rolling her eyes at me. And even these antlers, that was me. That was me. I had to, you know, encourage her into the festive season. But yes.
And it worked a little bit.
Purr. That is the spirit of Christmas. Even the Grinch's heart grew. I can't remember how much times bigger it grew, but it grew. And I'm working on that with you. But yeah, what is your favorite part about Christmas?
Waking up and seeing food on the table already prepared on Christmas morning, for sure. But other than that, is being around my family. It's different now because I'm older, you know, you don't get as much presents, but just being with my family on Christmas Day, that's it for me. Mm-hmm. And what about you? What's your favorite part about Christmas?
I could go all day. I could go all day, but first and foremost, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't know. I know some persons watching may not be believers, and that's all right. But for me, the concept of someone coming to die for me is incredible. So definitely Christmas is a time where I get re-engaged with Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made for us. So for sure that. And to add on to that, I love the music. A time somebody asked me to name my top three Christmas songs, and I absolutely could not do it because there's so many good ones. But of course, you know, the usual Mariah Carey,
of course,
Michael Bublé, for sure. I love his renditions of Christmas tunes, and Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 also have some really nice Christmas music as well. And also that, of course, the food too. Once upon a time, I used to love turkey and turkey alone, but now it is all ham, a ham cutter, and a plus, a cool icy plus. Perfect. That's the way I love to start my Christmas morning every single year. So yeah, those are my favorite things about Christmas. And a shade of a Grinch like you, I hope that you continue.
I am not a Grinch.
She's a Grinch. But I hope that, you know, you begin to get that love and that joy for Christmas. I know that when you get older, it sometimes disappears because you're now the adult. Mm-hmm. So you have to create the magic for you. But I want that you start to get back that, you know, that good feeling around Christmas time. And I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas.
And I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas as well.
From us, the creative team behind the Nationwide Podcast, to all of you, we want to wish you
a Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.